Then wise Odysseus answered her and said, O honored wife of Laertes' son, Odysseus, hateful to me are robes and bright-hued rugs since first I left the snowy hills of Crete on board the long-oared ship. Here I would rest, just as I used to lie through sleepless nights. For many a night I spent on a rough bed, awaiting sacred bright-throned dawn. Baths for the feet give me no pleasure, and foot of mine shall not be touched by any of these maids who serve the palace. Unless, indeed, there be some aged woman, sober-minded, one who has borne as many sorrows as myself. It would not trouble me that such a one should touch my feet. Then said to him heedful Penelope, Dear stranger, and none discreet as you among the traveling strangers has been more welcome at my house, so suitably discreet is all you say. I have an aged woman of an understanding heart, who gently nursed and tended that unfortunate, and took him in her arms the day his mother bore him. She, feeble as she is, shall wash your feet. Come, rise up, heedful Eurycleia, and wash a man old as your master. Perhaps Odysseus is already such as he, in feet and hands, for soon in times of trouble men grow old. As she spoke thus, the old woman hid her face in her hands and shed hot tears and uttered wailing words. Alas for you, my child! Helpless am I. Zeus surely hated you beyond all humankind, God-fearing though you were. For no man ever burned to Zeus the Thunderer fat thighs so good or such choice hecatombs as you have offered when you prayed to reach a hale old age and rear your gallant son. And yet, from you alone he utterly cut off the day of coming home. Even so, perhaps women reviled him too at foreign tables when he reached some lordly house, just as these brutes are all reviling you. To shun their insults and their many taunts, you do not let them wash you. And I, not loath, am bidden to do it by the daughter of Icarius, heedful Penelope. So I will wash your feet, both for Penelope's own sake and for your own, because my heart within is stirred by sorrow. Yet mark the words I say. Many a way-worn stranger has come hither, but one so like Odysseus, I declare I never saw as you are like him, form and voice and feet.